Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Use them to your advantage. They're there for you. We created everything just for you so you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Gene Greisman is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Gene Greisman is the author of a number of books, including one of my favorites on the planet, The Words Lincoln Lived By. And he's a leadership expert. He's a communications expert. He's a time management expert. He's one of the top Lincoln portrayers in the universe. And he's our good friend. Gene Greisman, welcome back to the show.
Hi, I'm glad to be with you, Jim. Always
it's
a
good
pleasure.
It's wonderful to have you here. It's always a pleasure to have you here. And not just because you always bring along some great things that the President Lincoln said. We always like to hear what you have to say. But, Gene, one of the things that small business owners have to deal with in their business is working through the potential, if not the reality, for depression. Small business owners are out there slaying the dragon every day, oftentimes days, weeks, months maybe, at a time where they feel that they're isolated. They feel that they're all alone. They feel sometimes you feel like, you know, the world's against you, and you know, between customers and vendors and employees and the banks and everything, it just seems like nothing's working. And then they start doubting themselves.
Yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, if it sounds like I know what I'm talking about, it's because I do know what I'm talking about, because I've been there. Been there, done that, bought all the T-shirts. What can we learn from President Lincoln's experiences that would help us to deal with these times?
Well, Jim, what you're mentioning is something that many, many people have to wrestle with. In fact, some very successful people. Winston Churchill had serious bouts of depression. They would come in and just incapacitate him for long periods of time. He called his the black dog. Lincoln Lincoln had serious depression. In fact, in my Lincoln one-man play, Lincoln is asked if he could be president again. He said no, because, and someone says, well, why not? And he said, because I had two nervous breakdowns. Actually, Lincoln had two serious nervous breakdowns. Mm-hmm. And people would conclude, I guess, today that Lincoln would not have been emotionally stable enough to become president, which mm-hmm. is ironic that America's most beloved president had two serious nervous breakdowns and yet was able to do a masterful job as leader of the country. So I think the lesson there is that people ought not to feel shame if they have to wrestle with depression, but they should find remedies. In fact, Lincoln found a way to channel that powerful negative energy into creativity, which is an option, one of the three options people have when they have problems with depression.
Well, and of course, I want to say real quick, I'm no expert on depression. You know, in terms of being, in terms of being an expert, I certainly have experienced it. But my depression has been sort of episodic. It's been associated with trying times. There also, we need to point out, I think, Gene, that there also is a condition, a clinical depression.
Absolutely,
it's called, and that requires, you know, that takes a little more than. It takes more than just bucking up and, you know, and dealing with it. You need help when you have something, when you have that situation, and there are many small business owners who have that as well. But
I'm glad you said that. A woman came up to me after one of my presentations and said, did Lincoln say most people are about as happy as they make up their minds to be? And I said, no, he never said that. And she said, I'm glad to know that because I didn't think he would say such a fool thing. She then went on to say, I have clinical depression. Mm-hmm. And I know that sometimes you can't be happy just by making up your mind to be. That it requires more than that. And that is really true. In fact, people who suffer from clinical depression, and Lincoln did, want to feel happy. And when these episodes, these terrible episodes descend upon them, they can't feel happy. It's something that comes in like a dark cloud. As I said, Churchill called his the black dog. And maybe in the next segment I can go into some of the things Lincoln did and some of the things that people can do who suffer from severe depression, whether it's episodic, as you mentioned, or whether mm-hmm. it's clinical disorder.
Well, and I think that's the thing that small business owners need to ask themselves. You know, is this something, before this happened, was I basically able to, before, you know, I ran out of cash, before a customer, a big customer left me, or before, you know, the competition, you know, increased, whatever's going on, before this happened, was I basically happy? Was I able to deal with things? You know, do I understand the fundamentals of operating a business, that kind of thing? You sort of have to check your position, and that's one of my mentors used to tell me. Whenever I found myself in a situation that where things were difficult, he said, check your position, see how things have been going, and you know, and compare yourself to that. And so if the answer to that is yes, then you've got episodic. Depression, but if you seem to be always struggling, you know, maybe you need some help. And if you don't get help, Gene, I'm afraid, even if you know, well, you're just not going to be very happy, are you?
You're not going to be very happy, and of course, the most drastic and severe thing can happen is that a person decides that they must end it, that there's no hope, it will never go away.
Yeah,
and that happened. And there was a suicide watch out for Lincoln at least once.
Is that right?
Yeah, they removed sharp objects away from him, and they were afraid that he would actually kill
right.
himself.
And folks, if you are around people, you know a small business owner, you work with one, for one, a member of your family, and they're dealing with this, don't leave them alone. Help them. They need somebody to be with them in these times. Let's take a quick break. Come back after these messages. We're going to find out how Lincoln would deal with some of these situations. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Back is 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, a small business advocate, and we're busy with our good friend Gene Greisman. Gene, talk to us before we get back into what Mr. Lincoln said. Give us your website and tell me.
You got
a new offering too, don't you?
Yes, my website is www.presidentlincoln.com. Presidentlincoln.com. That's my website.
And you've got a, don't you have a new e-book or what is it?
I have a new book. It's called Lincoln's Wisdom. And we barely got that on the website. It's so brand new. It's 2.5 hours of Lincoln talking first person. And I know you love my rendition of the Gettysburg Address.
Oh, yes, so much. Good.
And now, I'm going to send you a copy, and you'll have it soon. But if any of your listeners, they'll just send me an email. And they can do it through my website. As soon as we've got that up and for sale, we'll be promoting it. So I won't say much today,
right.
But next time I'm on the show, it'll be ready to sell.
And is that a DVD or what is that?
It's a CD. It's a 2.5
okay.
hours Lincoln talking as himself.
I got you. Okay.
And there are about 24 lessons that he shares with people.
PresidentLincoln.com. That's Gene's website, folks.
Yeah.
Gene, what do you think? What do you think the president would say to us right now about depression, about how to deal with depression?
Lincoln would say there are three options you have whenever you are depressed, despondent, or even if you have clinical depression. You have three options. One, succumb to it. You won't get up in the morning. You won't do anything. You'll just lie there. Life has no meaning, and worst case, you do yourself in. So that's one option. Second option is you can get treatment for it. You can learn to cope with it through therapy, through pharmaceuticals. Or a third option, and very few people find this, but Lincoln did, he learned to channel that negative energy into creativity, and it actually contributed to his success as a politician, as a leader, because what happened is there was a gravity that came into his personality, and people sensed when they were around him, I may not agree with this man, but here is a man who has suffered. Here's a man who's felt much and seen much, and I'm going to take him seriously.
And still he succeeds.
That's right. He still succeeds despite all that has taken place in his life. In fact, in a letter that he wrote to one of Robert's friends, Robert, his son, who was having trouble in college, he described himself as a man of mature years and much severe experience.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting phrase. I quote that in the words Lincoln lived by. That's one of the first quotes I have in that book. A man of mature years and much severe experience. And then he goes on to say, you cannot fail if you resolutely determine that you will not.
Do you think that President Lincoln was the kind of person to look inward for his own solutions and to take responsibility internally? You know, and I think there are two kinds of people in the world, and Scott Peck, who wrote The Road Less Traveled, kind of helped me to start believing this.
Who suffered from it too.
Yeah, exactly. And he said that basically, and I'm paraphrasing him, folks, that the two kinds of folks that there are the ones who blame others and the ones who blame themselves, so to speak. They take responsibility for themselves, for whatever challenges they have. They look inward, and the other folks look outward. They say, you know, why, you know, these people caused this. Why did you do that? And which one do you think he was?
Well, I have to say this, that there is some danger in blaming yourself too much, looking inward, in the sense that you blame yourself for everything that happens and you beat up on yourself all the time.
But Scott Peck said that if you can't do that, if you can't not and blame may not be the best word, but if you can't do that, you probably can't be fixed, because you have to take responsibility. I should say take responsibility for what's wrong.
Yes, and I'm glad you differentiated there, because I think it's healthy to take responsibility, but I think it's very negative to keep blaming yourself, sometimes unmercifully, for things that maybe you should take blame and responsibility for, but you can't do anything about. So you need to move on.
Isn't that a good way?
Wouldn't
that be a good way to get out of a depression? Is to say, okay, I'm not going to blame myself for this. Anybody could have made that mistake, but I did make that mistake, and so what am I going to do about it?
Let me suggest several of the things Lincoln did about it. And I'll just sort of tick them off. First of all, Lincoln did seek professional help. Now, the professional help in his day was very primitive and was not useful at all to him. For example, they believed that melancholy people were melancholy because of an imbalance of their blood, and so they often would bleed people. Well, of course, that didn't help. But today, we do know that sometimes this lingering melancholy feeling and depression is caused by chemical imbalance, and sometimes this can be remedied or at least helped a lot simply through prescription by seeing someone and therapy. But even if they do that, one has to take some responsibility for being your own therapist.
Yeah. Hey, Gene, thank you for being here. Good job today. It's always great to have you and President Lincoln join us. Hope you'll come back again real soon.
I will. Thank you.
Dr. Gene Grisemer, ladies and gentlemen, that's presidentlincoln.com. It's an outstanding website. You need to go there and check it out pretty soon. Quick break. Right back with Sam Norwood after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.